With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Three hunters were injured in two separate grizzly bear attacks in the same area of southwestern Montana, less than 12 hours apart, wildlife officials say. Investigators were trying today to determine if the same bear was involved in the surprise encounters in the Gravelly Mountains. Wildlife official Morgan Jacobson says grizzlies frequent the area, which is about 70 miles southwest of Bozeman. The first attack occurred yesterday morning when two elk hunters were charged by a bear west of Black Butte, the highest peak in the Gravelly Range. At 6:30 p.m., and less than a mile away from the first attack, two hunters encountered a grizzly and one hunter was injured. In both cases, the hunters were able to drive the animal away and get the injured man to help. Both hunting parties were carrying bear spray, but Jacobson did not know if they had used it. The U.S. Forest Service has begun prescribed burn projects for thousands of acres within the Lolo National Forest. A press release from the Forest Service says the projects will run through November. The Missoula Ranger District started prescribed burns today, 3 miles northeast of Missoula. Smoke may be visible from the Upper Rattlesnake and the Missoula Valley for the next few days. Prescribed burn projects are also underway in the 9 Mile Valley near Clear Creek southwest of Thompson Falls, 2 miles southeast of Sealy Lake, and in the Tamarack Creek area north of St. Regis.
With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Top indie films from around the country will play in Billings this week. Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Thursday kicks off the second annual Montana International Film Festival, or MINT, organized by filmmakers for filmmakers. Ruhid Holton with MINT says thanks to the strong support last year, this year's MINT will be bigger and better.
It's been clear that Billings and Eastern Montana is not just ready, but hungry for this kind of content and cultural experience. So it's an exciting time to be a part of this.
Tolton says this year's festival kicks off Thursday with an opening night reception and film, Epic Yellowstone, narrated by actor and part-time Montana resident Bill Pullman.
It really focuses on this lovely undammed river that we have here in our backyard.
The environment and the outdoors will be a highlight on Saturday when MINT joins forces with the Northern Plains Resource Council to host their Wild and Scenic Film Festival at the Babcock Theater. The past decade, the Wild and Scenic has been a standalone event for Northern Plains, but this year they're part of MINT. MC Ed Gulick.
Like a lot of film festivals, we have some great outdoor adventure, and we also have beautiful landscapes. People have a sense of wonder about that. So it's fun and inspiring, but we also have a lot of films that are about our relationship to our land.
MINT will also feature several panels throughout the festival, including a double documentary feature Friday night on the issues of human trafficking. Other panels include an Indigenous film panel on Saturday and Women in Film also on Friday. The Montana International Film Festival begins Thursday. For more information on MINT, go to our website, ypradio.org. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana's firefighting fund is in good shape moving into the end of the year, according to the state budget director. MTPR's Corin Cates Carney reports.
Tom Livers, director of the Governor's Office of Budget and Program Planning, told the Legislative Finance Committee Tuesday, "This year and last year's mild fire seasons have swelled the state's firefighting savings account.
We've got probably 2.5 times a typical fire year is in the reserve currently. Or another way to look at it, we've about got enough to cover a catastrophic year like we saw in 2017.
More than 1 million acres burned in the summer of 2017, costing the state $64 million. That contributed to the calling of a special legislative session that winter to fix the state's broken budget. According to a Legislative Finance Division report at the end of August, less than 150,000 acres have burned in 2018 and 2019 combined. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Fire crews were mopping up after an overnight fire at a recycling yard just east of Kalispell. Firefighters responded at about 3 a.m. this morning to find vehicles on fire at Pacific Steel and Recycling in Evergreen. Flames were reaching 60 feet into the air. NBC Montana reports some nearby homes were evacuated. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Snow samples from three national parks in the Rocky Mountains reflect improved air quality in the region since the mid-1990s, according to a recent study from the National Park Service. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
The Rocky Mountain Regional Snowpack Chemistry Monitoring Study has been analyzing the chemical makeup of snowpack at 57 sites. Graham Sexstone with the U.S. Geological Survey says the program was created when acid rain was the norm in the early 1990s.
The main focus of this project and its development was trying to monitor water quality in snowpacks that is associated with air pollution, particularly in these high elevation sensitive ecosystems.
Atmospheric pollutants can settle on snowpack, or individual snowflakes can deliver far-flung particles to these sensitive high-elevation sites.
Small increases in a nutrient like nitrogen can really promote invasive species or contribute to algal blooms or things like that. That's the main risk in terms of these high elevation systems.
A recent publication by the National Park Service explained that samples collected in Glacier, Great Sand Dunes, and Rocky Mountain National Parks between 1996 and 2018 showed a decrease in nitrate and sulfate, which is associated with vehicle and industrial emissions and can acidify water. Ammonium levels, which agriculture operations largely contribute to, have stayed flat. Sexstone says the paper mostly reflects findings from the larger monitoring network, except for the Greater Yellowstone area and other locations in Wyoming.
That's where we're seeing some of the strongest increases in ammonia and ammonium in the snow. But in terms of the nitrate and sulfate trends, I'd say it's pretty representative.
Sexstone says the network's data mirrors improved air quality. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, most air pollutants have decreased significantly since the 1990s, but some have shown a slight uptick since 2016. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.